The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
It was a Nintendo Switch controller.
Are you mad? Does it make you mad?
A Nintendo Switch controller?
Yeah. But a lot of people were guessing that on text.
A Nintendo Switch controller? Dylan!
Yo!
2 months? 2 months?
Yeah.
And it was a Nintendo Switch controller.
I know.
I never take those little joysticks off the Nintendo Switch, so I don't know that sound that well.
$20,000.
I know.
That's all it took. We were trying to reinvent the wheel with what that sound could be.
I know.
We were trying everything.
People were guessing that on text.
I did see many of it just kind of start, I guess, yesterday.
Yeah.
Is when the first, I guess, when Megan's video came out. Megan's not here. She's on location for the citywide 50-50. Things are really looking up in the world for her. Good thing she doesn't have to deal with the heat of a Nintendo Switch controller.
Were people upset about this?
Oh, I have no idea, but I know one that is.
Well, who?
Me.
What are you upset? You have a Switch.
I know. It's not that I... Oh, even if I did plug a Nintendo Switch in or remove it, what is the definite, like the detail of it? It's clicking it into place.
The Joy-Con.
It says in the sheet that we all send out, putting the controller on the Nintendo Switch.
Okay. If I had done that every day, and there was a time, Dylan, when you and I, right, you told us all, you told the world Super Mario Wonder was coming out.
So good.
And we all jumped on board. I got a Nintendo Switch to play Super Mario Wonder, as did you.
Mm-hmm.
You used your optimum points.
Of course.
Really good that you had that many optimum points.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know that sound. Closing a microwave. I would have understood that. Oh, okay, yeah, of course. Closing a microwave. Sure, everybody's got a latch on a microwave.
Right.
You know, the best one, I think, we heard a few good ones over the course of 2 months with the $20,000 sound, which was one yesterday. It's all over. So, thank goodness. But I think, like, the barbecue lighter, the igniter button on a barbecue.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
I can hear that, Dylan.
It sounds like so many things.
So many things. And it's a Nintendo Switch controller. Something that during my time playing Mario Wonder, I would have heard. Didn't occur to me.
Yeah, but did you always take off the controllers? Because I never really took them off.
No, I just think I used it as it was meant to be used, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so that's over. And who won, Robbie? Do we have the name of...
We have a winner named Jenna.
Jenna. Okay, right? Congratulations, Jenna. $20,000.
Yeah, that's amazing.
With the $20,000 sound for, really, like you said, Robbie, once that video went up yesterday of Megan's living room and people saw the Nintendo Switch in the background, that's when we started to get hit with, oh, it's a Switch controller. So it was just a matter of time until somebody won $20,000, and it was Jenna. So there she goes. She has $20,000.
Even after the video, I still didn't even think of that. So I was out on this one completely.
I know. See, and Tex, and we're going to get this today, and it's just like, get out of here. Tex says, congrats to the winner, but it kind of sucks because you picked a sound again that not everyone will know. Oh, you knew it, did you? Not anybody's going to know any sound. You know?
Yeah.
It's a weird contest. In that, you know who I feel really bad for? The folks that can't hear. Because there's no way they're winning this contest.
True.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Think about them. Don't think about the people that don't have Nintendos. Think about them.
Yeah.
There's no way, Dylan, could they play this contest on the radio.
It's true.
You know?
That is a valid point.
Yeah. So anyway, it's over. There we go. And now we move on and focus our attention to two big things, which would be, one, the citywide 50-50, which we're back at it again today. Megan at the A&W location just off of Kingsway.
Oh, okay.
And Jeff will be on White Avenue and 101st Street. They're probably there already selling tickets.
Beautiful morning to sell tickets.
What a great day to be outside.
A little rainy.
Great day.
A little wet.
We're trying to continue our first week record of $14,010. We're going to try and continue to build on that, half of it going to Kids Sport, and then, of course, the other half going to you, with the first early bird draw coming... God, that would be a week from this Friday, right? The $1,000
at Mr. Loop.
Mr. Loop. So get your tickets today, and then we'll be out on Thursday as well. The full list of where we'll be through the entire month until the grand prize draw, May 24th. The list is at kiss917.com, where you also saw the video yesterday of a Nintendo Switch controller.
Yeah.
That's what it was? Oh, my God.
Okay.
One day you'll know it.
Oh, I've yet to know it yet.
I know. Me neither.
We've also, speaking of great days to be outside, we've got to give away some tables to the sidewalk sale, right?
We should, yeah.
You know, that should be an important focus this week because it is a week from this Saturday that we do the Pepper and Dylan second annual sidewalk sale.
Right.
And if I look at the 14-day forecast, I'm telling you that I'm hoping it's a lot better than it is today, but this will be my first time looking at the 14-day forecast. Any predictions for the 14-day forecast, Dylan?
Sunny and beautiful okay. And plus 15.
1 week from... 16 degrees and sunshine.
Wow.
16 degrees and sunshine. Of course, that's more than two or just under 2 weeks yes. away, and that could change. But 16 degrees and sunshine, so we may not have to take a rain day on any of that.
Hopefully.
So if you want a table at the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale, we'll definitely get to that this morning. How are you, Dylan?
Oh, just a little bit late today, but wonderful.
Yeah. That's okay.
A little rainy. It was. I was hitting some puddles that I wasn't anticipating, and then I had to slow down.
Yep, bit of a splashy ride here this morning, so be aware of that. It'll be rainy throughout the, for the most part of the morning, definitely, and then into today with some clouds, and those flurries are still hanging around for tomorrow.
Apparently, it's snowing in Beaumont.
Apparently, there's going to be a lot of snow on its way to Alberta. Weather Network warning of 20 centimeters of snow, but not here.
Okay, good.
Whereabouts?
Yeah. Like central Alberta and then out towards the mountains. Okay, like Red Deer-ish area and that. But yeah, it looks like you might see a bit of this rain turn into flurries here and there today. I'm fine with it because I'm already getting my tattoo tomorrow for saying it wasn't going to snow anymore. Mm-hmm. My punishment happens
tomorrow.
It's set?
Tomorrow. Yeah, you're good to go?
Set to go. Tomorrow at 11:30, the neck tattoo will be applied.
Oh, boy.
Yep, and that's permanent. Don't worry, I'm not trying to wiggle my way out of it. I am getting a neck tattoo tomorrow.
I'm excited to see what that's going to look like.
At 11:30, yeah. A Nintendo Switch controller.
There you go.
Jenna wins $20,000 yesterday. Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
A Nintendo Switch controller?
Yeah.
Well, it had to be something.
That's a good point, Robbie. It did have to be something. $20,000.
Yeah, well, you kept bugging me. You kept bugging me. You wanted to know what it was. And I told you two out of three of you would 100% know it and be upset about it. Right. I called it.
Well, okay. I'm not upset about it.
Nailed it.
I'm happy.
I'm just
shocked. Oh, that's good.
I'm just shocked that that's what it was. All right, so congratulations to Jenna, who won the $20,000. Now, in your face, Megan, and the $20,000 sound, we're setting up to give away something way more than that, a jackpot way more than that. The Citywide 50-50 finishes on May 24th with the grand prize draw, which could be, I mean, you're in control of that, right? The number of tickets we sell, $5 per ticket. Megan is... Robbie.
Yeah.
You drew the good straw.
I know.
Robbie's inside. Megan is out on this Tuesday morning, this fine, beautiful Tuesday morning.
Gorgeous out.
Yeah, where are you right now, Megan?
I'm at the A&W across from Kingsway Mall.
Mm-hmm. Are you outside?
Yeah, we're outside.
That's a real treat, isn't it?
It's so nice and beautiful. It feels like a hot summer's day.
It could be worse, right?
It could.
Yeah. Barely, but it could.
Well, it might get worse because it is turning into snow and closing in on us. We're surrounded by snow right now.
Oh, no.
Many snow reports are coming in. Yes. In fact, here we go, Dylan. Here's the snow.
Yeah. Is it snowing where you are?
Megan, you might be central right now, smack dab in the middle of the city, but it's snowing in Leduc. It's snowing in Lamont.
Oh, we're tracking the storm, baby.
It's snowing in Tofield. It's snowing in Beaumont.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if it's coming this way, but... and it won't stick, right?
This shouldn't, no.
It's more rain than snow.
It's warm enough.
But, well, try and tell that to Megan that it's warm enough.
Yeah.
Two beautiful degrees right now. Feels like -3. Oh, cool. I'm assuming, Dylan, go ahead. We've been guessing a lot the past 2 months. Go ahead and guess with Megan how many tickets she sold so far this morning.
I'm going to say she has sold two tickets.
Two tickets. Robbie?
I'm going to say zero.
I was going to go zero. I'll go one.
All right. Drum roll, please. A whopping goose egg. Zero.
Zero.
Called it.
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah.
Got it. Mm. Yeah, well, it's gonna. It's always a slow start that first hour with the Citywide 50-50. But you have to know that you're going to sell some because we are currently at $14,000, which is the first week record for the citywide 50-50. So if you're going down Kingsway today, pull into that A&W, get yourself a bacon and egger, get yourself a coffee. Underrated good coffee at A&W.
Oh, it's so
underrated.
Good. Yeah, it's ideal.
And buy some citywide 50-50 tickets. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good luck.
You can also, if it's more convenient to you, in your White Avenue. And who wouldn't that be more convenient to, you know? Hey, yeah. Just hang a left on White for a second.
Yeah, I live right by White.
Jeff is selling them at White and 101st Street, where the A&W is at the for the citywide 50-50 until 10 o'clock today. On Thursday, we've got a good little battle brewing with the 50-50, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Ledoux.
Yes.
Versus Morinville.
Ooh. Ledoux versus Morinville.
Uh-huh.
Ledoux comes out strong.
Very much so.
I don't remember Morinville, to be honest.
Morinville does okay.
Okay.
Does okay, but
yeah.
Morinville's got its work cut out for it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Against Ledoux. You'll be in Ledoux, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm Ledoux.
Oh, Robbie's representing Ledoux. Katie will be in Morinville. An easy ride for her. She's from St. Albert, so she'll just zip up there. Good veterinarian clinic there in Morinville.
Last time I was in Ledoux, the mayor showed up, bought some tickets.
Oh. That's right.
So maybe he'll come again?
That's right.
Didn't that good veterinarian clinic put down your dog?
Didn't put down our dog. We've still got the dog.
Or suggest putting down your dog and your cat?
They suggested that it might be something we consider.
Okay, just checking.
You know what makes him a good veterinarian clinic, Dylan? Hmm. God damn it, they were right. God damn it, should have put them both down.
That's so sad.
Yeah, no, they're the ones that diagnosed Biff with 3 years to live.
Oh, jeez.
Got old Biff the Bulldog.
Oh, what a dream.
Yeah.
Have an animal. Fall in love with it. Say goodbye.
It's the worst, man. It's
I don't
the worst. And Robbie gave the review of Biff the Bulldog. He spent Friday with Biff the Bulldog, and he had said he had to go home and clean it, would do all of his laundry.
It's gross.
There's just dog slobber all over the place. We don't even notice it anymore. Last night, I crawled into bed, and our Biff likes to sleep on our bed. Not during the night, but like all day. Like all day. He doesn't move all day, just snoring away on the bed. And I crawled into bed last night, and I pulled the sheet up. We had our windows open. It was nice and cold, and I got a cozy. I had a nice hot shower. I was going to have this wonderful sleep. I climbed into bed. I pulled the sheet up close over my shoulders, up to my chin, and all I could smell was dog.
Ew. That's just so gross.
Dog. It just smells like dog. And it's not dog like wet dog, which is a different smell all on its own. It's dog like... Like tortilla chips, dog.
Yeah,
I don't know this.
Right?
Yeah,
dogs like that, bulldogs and dogs in that of that similar ilk.
Stink like tortilla chips.
Yeah, they all have a Fritos smell to them, Dylan. And I know what you're thinking. I'd love to smell Fritos all day. You wouldn't, not all day, every day, everywhere you go.
It's weird that you don't want that smell.
It's just like a Doritos zesty nacho smell. Again, when it's once in a while, who wouldn't like that?
Right.
When it's all the time on your blankets, on your clothes, in your couch. Everywhere you go, on your pillow, it gets to be a bit much, Dylan.
Yeah, well, I just think that you need to let him out.
My house smells like the factory of Hostess Frito-Lay.
Ew.
Yuck.
Just open the door and let him out.
He hates walking.
He wouldn't go outside. The minute you open the door, he cowers in fear because it means going for a walk.
And he's not an active dog.
He has zero interest in that, Dylan.
What a weird thing to have. You just basically have a slobbery mess.
Well, like Robbie said, it's like owning a slobbery pig.
He is a hippopotamus pig. He doesn't look like a dog.
It really is.
It's a very strange creature.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why you'd want that. That's
because
the
we love
thing.
Him. It's weird. I don't understand how you can love a dog after, like, with all of the mess and the smell and the barking and
lazy
the jumping and
dirty
the
and you don't love him very
exactly.
often.
I don't get it. Right?
You're always mad at him.
I never get mad at the dog for sleeping all day, but if my son sleeps all day, damn it!
Right, right.
Neither of them are going to clean the garage.
Darn it.
We've got snow in Wetaskiwin. We've got snow in Millet. We've got...
Wow, it's really coming everywhere.
Blizzard east of Ledoux and snowing in Calgary. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It won't stick.
Let's hope for the rain here.
It's supposed to taper off a little later on this afternoon. Question is, what address in Ledoux? The A&W on 50th Street on Thursday, right, Robbie?
That is probably correct.
Yep.
Look at kiss917.com. Yep. There's all the addresses. Find one near you.
6201 50H Street.
Okay.
I think they might have forgot the T.
Mm-hmm.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Are you a window open while you're sleeping, guy? You're not, are you?
Yo, I am now. It's a new world.
What changed?
So neat.
Yes.
I used to have my windows so blacked out that I couldn't even open windows.
Not even a crack of light, right?
No. And that's one thing my girlfriend got rid of.
She got rid of the blackout blinds completely?
No, the blackout blinds kind of exist.
Yeah.
But I used to, so I didn't have just blackout blinds because I hated any.
You didn't want
light.
A crack of daylight sneaking into your room.
So what I did is, you see the ceiling tiles above you?
Yeah.
You know those little tiles? I cut
whatever those are, foamy things.
Yeah, I cut those to the window and jammed them in there so there wouldn't be a little bit of light. But what ended up happening was I couldn't open a window or open a blind or ever see daylight ever.
Right. Right.
So it was always.
It was the vampire life you lived for so long, right?
Yeah, like
Dylan, your house is dark.
9 or 10 years.
Robbie, did you find it always really dark in Dylan's house whenever you were in
upstairs,
there?
Upstairs, for sure.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It was. It's not anymore. There's a lot of light.
Blinds are open all the time.
Pretty much, except for when I go to bed, we close all the blinds except the one that has the window on it.
Which is odd because normally it's dark when you go to bed.
I know.
Of all the times to close the window, or close the blinds, that's the least important time to close the blinds.
I know.
When it's already dark. And the windows are open as well?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
This girlfriend that you have, Dylan, she's changing everything.
I've always loved it. I remember growing up with windows open.
Yeah.
Like crisp, fresh air.
Oh, being freezing
is the best.
In bed is amazing. Unless it's like... You can't get warm, right?
Right.
Yes.
If you have blankets, you want to be freezing.
Right.
Yes.
Like just the part of your skin that's exposed. I like seeing my breath in my room when I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? Oh, I love it.
Yeah. One of the greatest.
Makes it cozy.
And made even better when there's rain, when you can hear rain falling all night.
Mm.
Is there a better sleep than rain falling all night and the windows are open?
Oh, so fresh. Yeah. Thunder.
Thunder's pretty good.
Light thunder in the distance.
Yes, that's pretty good.
Just a constant rolling thunder. And like none of those 15-minute storms, like an all-night kind of thunder.
It's the worst part about when a rainstorm comes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it keeps me awake because I'm scared and afraid that it's going to end.
Mm.
Maybe that's why my kids used to get so scared during a thunderstorm. They're like, I don't want it to end. The sleep is amazing.
I don't know if that's the same
way. It's got to be what it was.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're a window open guy too?
I did last night. Yeah,
last
real
night was
cool.
The perfect window open night last night,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it wasn't like minus 30. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
When you get out of bed and you're like, oh my God, the room is freezing.
I had to turn my furnace up with my app.
That's it.
Before I got out of bed this morning.
It was really nice. That's all I've got for you.
I'm with you.
Amazing. And I know that you have always had blinds on your windows for so long. Things have changed.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it better? She's showing you a better path, a new path, one that you enjoy even more?
Yeah, I'm getting used to it. I love the fresh air.
Yeah.
The light I'm understanding. The one thing we disagree on is I like freezing.
Okay.
All the time.
Right.
Like, I'm all the time freezing. I love the house to be freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I purposely shut off the furnace this time of year and then just hope that... doesn't go below 8.
Is your house always that temperature where other people come in and go, oh my God, it's freezing in here? And you say, what are you talking about? It's fine.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. Put a sweater on, the old dad response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's lots of blankets around. Wrap yourself up.
Yeah.
Snuggle in.
Yeah.
I just love the fresh. And right now, finally, we're getting some rain, which gives it the fresh instead of the dry, dreary, whatever we've had.
But with rain, does this distract anybody? Cars in the distance, whoosh, making that splashing sound. Enjoy it or don't enjoy it?
It's not the best, but I mean, it's just what you have. It's you got to pay for it.
It's the new counting sheep. If you listen for it and you count them as they go by, that's the new version of counting sheep.
No.
You'll be asleep before you know it.
No, I don't like that.
Well, you live off White Ave, Robbie.
I do. It's very loud.
Right.
And I live right by a bridge. It's always like, ch-chunk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. The ch-chunks. That wouldn't be good either.
Not ideal.
Snow throughout the morning. Snow, rain, sleet mix throughout the morning. Okay, let's go to White Ave. Speaking of, let's see here.
It's Pepper and Dylan, citywide 50-50. Your chance to win something pretty nifty.
Jennifer messages in. She says she sleeps with earplugs.
I'm too scared to do that, but I think it would be awesome.
What is your fear with sleeping with the earplugs?
Oh, something like the fire alarm goes off and I can't hear it.
Oh, okay.
No, they're not that good.
Mine is that they'll be stuck in my ears forever.
What?
That's not what you should be worried about, guys.
Foamy ones that mold to the inside of your ears?
No.
Imagine that being stuck in your ear forever.
Well, that wouldn't be ideal. What should we be worried about, Robbie?
Ear zits.
Ear zits?
Yeah. That's the biggest risk with earplugs, I find.
Did not expect that
at all. They never get stuck. I use them a lot, Jennifer. I do, too.
Hey, Jeff.
Yo.
Are you a window open, nice freezing cold bedroom sleep in the at night?
I prefer that, but my wife does not agree.
Okay, she's anti-light, anti-cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, it's a miserable existence.
Dylan, I would say that your girlfriend has changed you for the better, and Lindsay picking up on the metaphor. She's brought light into your life.
Aww. Ah. She has.
Citywide 50-50 tickets. How's it going? Slow start to the morning, I'd assume, there, Jeff?
Cold and wet. The worst is the wind. The walls on the tent are just beating us up. They just keep smacking us from all different sides. And so, you know, I think the climate is affecting sales today.
Okay.
So far, nobody wants to stand out here and hang out with Jeff. So
how many have you sold?
$65.
That's okay. Better than I thought you would.
We appreciate you getting up early and doing this, Jeff.
I did text the boss and say, really?
They've got heaters there for you, right?
I think we got a heater in the car. Yeah, but I'm like quadruple layered up.
Oh, there you go.
I'm warm. It's just it's just wind. I don't mind the cold or the rain, really. The wind is just a pain.
Wind is the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know the old saying, better to you than us, Jeff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$65 at the A&W on White Ave and 101st Street. Thank you, Jeff, for doing it. We'll chat with you in a little while. You can also see Megan, who's freezing as well, at the A&W just off of Kingsway with the Citywide 50-50. Want to give away a table coming up here, Robbie?
Sure.
All right. Pepper and Dylan Sidewalk Sales, May 11th. We've got to get some tables set up here with people.
Oh boy.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So we've got a scheduled time now for the Oilers game. Is that made official now? We know what time we're staying up at.
Yeah.
What time are we staying at? What, are they going to do it early for us? Nice and early?
A little bit,
early,
I guess.
Early bedtime?
8 o'clock.
30 minutes early.
8 o'clock, huh?
Or 51 minutes, technically.
Oh, that's right.
From that Sunday night's game?
Right, 8 o'clock. I guess we can't complain at that.
But it won't start until after 8 o'clock, so we're basically 8:20. Well, okay.
Better than it was.
Barely. Slightly.
Hey, we'll take it.
Okay. So 8 o'clock is the game time for Wednesday. That has now been set and made official for Wednesday. Oh, for tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
It is.
Oh, wow.
I wish it was today.
Why?
I don't know. I just want it to be today, man.
It's nice when it's every other day. You can get into a good rhythm.
It is nice.
Right? This is throwing everybody off a little bit. But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
8 o'clock on tomorrow evening back in Edmonton. All right. As you're getting your 50-50 tickets today, please help us out. Help support Kids Sport. Help yourself win half of the 50-50 jackpot with the grand prize draw on May 24th. And early bird draws coming up a week from this Friday and 2 weeks from this Friday, the 10th and the 24th. But we're also
10th and the 17th?
What did I say?
10th and 24th.
10th and 17th, and then 24th is the grand prize draw.
There you go.
Yep. Thank you, Dale.
Got you.
And May 11th, we'll be selling 50-50 tickets at the Sidewalk Sale, Saturday, May 11th. Midway Music Hall. Forecast looks pretty good. Temperature in the nice, chunky part of the teens and sunshine.
Oh, that'd be nice.
All right. And tables aplenty, but we've got to get going here. Robbie, how much on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the most, 10 being the least, of an organizational nightmare has this been so far? We know you take great pride in organizing events like this and making sure they go off without a hitch.
It hasn't been too bad at all.
No?
Because everybody who we have talked to,
yep.
Well, let's see, like 90% have already donated, paid to the Robbie Fund, and confirmed a spot.
Right. To get a table, you've got to make a donation to the Robbie Fund.
Right.
Right? Okay. How many spots do you believe that we're going to have at this sidewalk sale?
I'm hoping we can fill up 75 spots.
Right.
So we're like halfway there.
We're in the process of ordering tables, right? Because we want to provide one table for everybody. Dylan, did you know how much a plastic folding table is to rent?
No, I couldn't believe
Robbie,
it.
Did we look at buying them instead?
We should almost.
Like, right? It's really expensive to rent a table.
They can't be that pricey to buy.
Can everybody just hold
doing it every year?
Maybe is that a better way
of
doing it?
No, we need tables. It's kind of essential.
They're really expensive to rent a table.
I know. It's an issue, but We've got it covered.
Okay. It's all covered. Everybody gets one table. If you need more, you bring your own. Okay. Who's this, Robbie?
This is Jaya.
Hi, Jaya.
Hello.
Hi. All right. So, Jaya, you want a table at the sidewalk sale?
Yeah, I want to participate.
You want to participate? Yep. Okay. Yeah.
What do you have?
Well, just basic clothing. I have five siblings that are all girls, and we have accumulated a lot. Then, yeah. So I think it's time to let go. Every year we do it, but it's just piled up. Usually we donate it.
Oh, you usually donate it, yeah. You can still do that, right? If you don't, anything you don't sell, Goodwill will be on site to take donations.
Yeah, may as well make some money first.
That's the best part. It's the best part.
Yeah.
Because the stuff that you don't get rid of, you don't have to haul it back home and then say, now what are we going to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a lot of clothes this year, too. So I think there are a few people that are focused on clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sell much last year, but I'm going to rent a little rack.
Yeah.
And sell some Robbie wardrobe.
Okay.
So we'll see. I think, you've got a lot, lots of kids stuff too.
Yeah, I have two kids, so I have clothes from babies, so like 1 year, two, and then 5 years, and so there's a lot of toddlers and baby stuff too.
Okay, perfect. That'll look good.
Yeah, people are thrifting more than ever now.
Yeah. And there are some garage sales that are just, I don't like those ones where it's just baby stuff. When you drive by and it's all you see is baby stuff.
Oh, really? Not for you, hey, Robbie?
Not for me, but they are so popular. I just don't need it, right?
One of those garage sales for kids. Keep on driving.
I like the knick-knack and the old stuff because I say, like, thrifting and garage selling is like affordable antiquing.
Right.
Right, so I like to find just the little treasures like that. But it's very valuable to get deals on kids' stuff.
How long has it been since you've purged your closet?
5 years because of my toddler. She was 5 years old right now.
Okay, so we've got 5 years' worth of kids' clothes in her clothes, Dylan.
Yeah.
That are going to be sold at the sidewalk sale. That's worth a table, isn't it, Robbie?
May as well give her one.
You're in the table there. You're in the sidewalk sale, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on. The one thing, I wonder if this plagues everybody's life when it comes to just the clutter in their house. Travel mugs. Travel mugs.
Like how many you
have?
Coffee
mugs, travel mugs, water jugs, the travel cups.
Yep.
How many hundreds does each household need? And why are they always different every time you open up the cupboard? Is that your house too?
Yeah, businesses are always giving them away.
I
don't know where they come from.
I know. I'm like, I always pull one out and I'm like, hey, where did this come from? Do we need this? Who's this belong to? And nobody can identify it.
It's like nobody's?
It's like, I don't know. I've never seen that one before. Well, where the hell did it come from?
Someone's bringing them in.
And then they're good material. They're thermal. Yeah, you don't want to throw one of those away.
Right.
No. There's some value to them.
But I don't know if I want to sell them at the sidewalk sale because all I'm doing is passing along my problem to other people.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to buy them when they know they just magically, strangely, mysteriously show up at your house?
Yeah, I don't think that's something you want to be selling.
No one's coming to the sidewalk sale to buy all my leftover travel mugs.
Well, you never know.
And the sad thing is, I'll get home and there'll be 10 more. They're reproducing in my cabinet, these travel mugs.
It's multiplying. True.
I bought a rack that would hold 12 travel mugs.
You have more than 12?
In the cupboard. It was the plan. It would hold 12 coffee and water mugs, right? Kids need to go to something, boom, grab a water thing, right?
But only 12?
Time to go for it. It would hold 12.
Okay.
That was it. And then I had even one empty space when I reorganized all the cupboards during the great kitchen renovation.
Mm-hmm. And?
Perfect. The rack is there. It'll never fill up. Dylan, we've got them spilling out onto the shelf.
What's because those Stanleys are so big?
Both parts of the shelf. It's growing like moss.
Right.
I've got travel mug moss in my cupboard. I can't understand where they're all coming from.
They just conglomerate,
and it's not like they're $2. Like, travel mugs are kind of expensive, right? $12, $14. Those Stanley mugs, dear God, you need a loan for those.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just everywhere.
You got to get, like, one good one. Each family member needs one good one.
That's right. We only need one travel mug. How many does each house need? And not even counting the ones that are just in your car or laying around the house.
But that's why you have multiple, because you leave it in the car. Then you grab a
new one. So you have to go and buy a new one?
Well, you need a couple, right? Because you left one at work, or you have one in the car, or one's dirty.
One gets moldy.
But they're called travel mugs.
I know.
They're supposed to go with you everywhere you go.
Yeah.
But people don't remember everything.
So you leave it behind us, so you decide, oh, need to get a new one. And what do? We just wave a magic wand, and they appear in our cabinet? Because I don't think I've ever purchased one.
Someone in your house is.
I don't know where they're coming from.
All over.
And if I bring them to the sidewalk sale, somebody's going, oh, that's a heck of a deal. $1 for this? I'll buy this. They'll bring it home and somebody will be, what are you doing with that?
We already have
17 of them in our house already. There are more travel mugs on this planet than there are people.
Probably.
I think there are.
That might be true.
Is it a safe thing to say there are more? The population of travel mugs on this planet is higher than the population of people.
There's probably billions.
I think
it's
close to ants.
Yeah, it could be.
Right there, we've got a travel mug for every ant on this planet, Dylan, right now.
That is possible.
And I'm going to be trying to sell those at the sidewalk sale. Good luck.
You need a whole table.
It's just...
Jared brings something different.
Jared's saying my wife has 60 of them.
Right?
Holy smokes.
And she probably can't find the right one. Have you seen my travel mug? Yes, everywhere. All of them.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
Wow.
All right, I'm selling them at the sidewalk sale.
Good call.
All right. I'll hand one to one person. I'll take their money. I'll turn around. It'll already be back at the
table
again.
Maybe just give them away for free with purchase.
That's what I should do, but I still can't get rid of them.
That might be your best bet.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast!
That sound right there was attaching a Nintendo Switch or reconnecting the controller of the Nintendo Switch?
Mm-hmm.
I held that thing for hours every single day when Mario came out.
I got
a Nintendo Switch solely to play the new Mario Wonder. And I... Remember, let's go back to fonder, simpler times when that sound came out.
Yes.
Right? That first day, it was after the family day long weekend, wasn't it?
Yep.
Let's take you way back.
Okay.
Back to the day. And we heard it and we're like, oh, this won't last very long. That's something you hear every day, isn't it?
Right.
We couldn't quite put our finger on it, but we all knew that was, oh, what a common sounding sound.
That's a binder.
It'll take maybe a day, 2 days max to get it, right?
Yeah.
Good luck giving away $20,000 with that. We'll never get to the jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
April 29th, it was a Nintendo Switch controller.
I still didn't know it, and I saw the video yesterday. I still had no idea.
Jenna had it figured out. A lot of people started to figure it out when they saw the video. They could see the Nintendo Switch there. Jenna was the one lucky enough to get through yesterday. What time was that at? It was like noon?
That was the 11 a.m. play.
It was the 11 a.m. play. Yeah. Not the 11 a.m. play. Well, we can all take solace in the fact that Jeff didn't give away the $20,000.
Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, come on. What gives?
Fantastic.
If it's not us, Jeff, it better not be you.
Oh, we were lobbying hard against you never giving anything away ever again.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Oh, my name is Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw those hockey tickets you gave away last week to the playoffs.
Yeah,
we saw
that was those. Good. That was a good get.
We also saw you at the game, and very, very weird very timing odd. Is very all we're odd. Saying.
I did not go with the I gave the tickets away. I got other tickets.
Did
I went
you, Jeff?
Separately.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes, because they're so easy to get those Oilers tickets.
Who did
I got a hookup.
Who did you go to with to the game with there, Jeff?
I took my wife.
Oh, okay. And did so she didn't win the $20,000 with the sound that day?
No, she did not.
Wow. Wow.
See, because it was like Jeff's wife.
I know.
So that he could get tickets. All right. So the $20,000 sound is over. Katie gave it away yesterday at 11 o'clock. It is a Nintendo Switch. We're talking to Jeff because we have to. He is selling 50-50 tickets at the A&W. Thanks for getting up early, Jeff.
Yeah,
and,
what a day to do it.
Out in the windy, freezing, balmy, snowy, sleety weather. How's it going there?
It's going.
It's going?
Did you raise a good amount of money? I mean, Megan, last time we talked to her, were $410.
It's been we're on the struggle bus right now, but there's more and more traffic, so I'm hoping that that brings more and more business. But as of right now, we're only at $150.
Oh wow!
Bleh!
It's almost like, why did you get up?
It's a tough location, though, right?
And we lost. We have a casualty. One of our flags snapped.
Oh jeez!
Oh, is that windy?
Yeah, one of our sandbags is leaking sand all over the place. We look like we're not an established operation here.
Things are falling apart. Okay.
I mean, I'm looking outside at the street light, and the way that it's waving, I would be concerned to be outside right now.
Oh, it's not ideal. Yeah, we had to take down the flags. One of the flagpoles snapped, and our tent. I think our tent has a bent leg. Is that leg bent?
Oh, it's off.
Yeah, that we have a bent tent leg.
Oh no.
which is surprisingly hard to say.
A bent tent leg.
Mm-hmm. A bent tent leg.
Bent tent leg.
I didn't have a problem with it, Jeff.
Yeah, we got a bent tent leg.
Seemed to handle it no problem. Okay, so go see Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah, please help us. We're at 150 and Megan's crushing us and our stuff's falling apart.
Okay, and we do the grand prize draw. Thank you, Jeff. May 24th, we started the week at $14,000, which is a record for first week sales with the citywide 50-50 going to Kidsport, 50% to you. The early bird draw starts next Friday. The first one will be $1,000 at Mr. Lube. The next early bird prize will be on May 17th, right? Friday, May 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that the motorized... It's a motorcycle. We're giving away a motorcycle.
It's not. It's an e-bike valued at $4,300, though.
Speaking of motorcycles, Dylan, I love you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I have a great deal of care and admiration for you.
Do you love me as much as you love your fiance?
In a different way. Okay?
Oh, okay. But, just checking.
When you said, and I think you were just kind of speaking in sarcasm more than anything, or at least I hope so. But when you said... I think I'm going to get a motorcycle.
Every time I watch Sons of Anarchy, I want one.
You can't.
No, really? Every time. And I'm watching
getting
it
Getting on a motorcycle is the thing you think of when you think of Sons of Anarchy, isn't
it's
it?
It's so neato.
Motorcycles are just a method of transportation on Sons of Anarchy. And transporting mostly the drugs and the crime activity.
I don't want to do crime.
Okay.
And it's actually really, it's ignorant for you to think because you have a motorcycle that you would do crime.
It's ignorant for you to think if you had a motorcycle, you'd be just like those guys on Sons of Anarchy.
I don't want to be just like them. I just want to, I would love a motorcycle, except that every time I get really close to wanting a motorcycle, somebody dies on a motorcycle, and I read the headline, and I just am so saddened by it, and then I get scared.
Oh, the parent of me came right out when you said it the other day.
I know.
I don't even know where it came from.
Yeah, you were
like,
so
Dylan,
mad
you
about
not
it.
Not getting a motorcycle.
And I know
you'd
look good.
Motorcycle.
Thanks, buddy.
You would not.
You would look
Why do
styling.
I have a beard if not for a motorcycle?
There are a lot of motorcycle enthusiasts that say, hey, it's the motorcycle's the safe one. It's the idiots on the road. I get it. The eternal, everlasting war of two wheels versus four wheels.
Aww.
I get it. My brother drove a motorcycle. My father, if you can imagine it, had a motorcycle.
So did my dad.
It lit on fire for some weird reason while he was driving it. I don't know if my dad was Evel Knievel or not. He might have been, but
look at that.
But Dylan, I will not allow you to get a motorcycle. No, sir.
Aww.
I am now a parent. I will not let a friend or a child of mine get a motorcycle.
I mean, it's just, they're so neat sounding. Like, I got a Prius.
You're not gonna, yeah.
It'd be good to have a Prius and a motorcycle.
Oh, wow, right?
Right?
Because then you got a little bit of best balance. World. And gas is way cheaper,
Wait,
probably.
You wouldn't get loud neighborhood disturbing motorcycle, would you?
I don't know if there's such thing as non-loud.
When you crank on the throttle, it sounds like what I can imagine a giant to sound like when he's burping.
No, because I think you can control that in the neighborhood.
Okay.
When you're out on the open roads, though...
I've got a neighbor that doesn't control it in the neighborhood.
Yeah, because I think that some people just like that sound.
Dylan, you can't get a motorcycle. I'm putting my foot down.
Oh, Dylan, you look like you were born to be wild, man.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Bald. I've got myself this beard.
All
I got left is a motorcycle.
Oh, I would love it.
It would be neat to come to work on a motorcycle. Not on a day like today.
Dylan, I am putting my foot down. Don't do it. No.
You don't want me to get a motorcycle?
First of all, I just can't. Would you have the boots and the...
You'd have to have all the matching leather.
He'd walk in here, he'd have every... Where are you going to put your lunch?
Let the guy get a motorcycle.
Where am I going to put my lunch?
Yeah, your lunch is the size of a passenger seat.
I'll have to get like a little sidecar.
Sidecar for lunch.
Sidecar for lunch. I'm just saying.
See, a text message says, can you re-listen to a previous segment? Is this the last year's version of Dylan's I'm going to get a motorcycle? Every time this year.
Yeah.
This year, it's always I'm going to get a motorcycle, and I have to be the heavy. I have to be the parent around here that says over my dead body, and that's final.
Yeah, you're the buzzkill.
You are not getting a motorcycle, and that's final, mister. Now go clean your room.
It is true. Every year, I consider
every
a motorcycle.
Every single year, yes.
Because I think they're so neat. And now, right now, watching Sons of Anarchy, it's just, oh, they're neato. The hardest thing about getting a motorcycle, honestly, in my head, is I don't know which one I want where I put my hands. Because they have, like, the ones where your hands are up here. They have the ones, like, your hands are here. They have, like, I don't know which one would be for me.
Yeah.
Just stay with the electric bicycle.
Oh, it's only like $5,000 you could get one on Facebook Marketplace.
For a motorcycle?
Same price as an electric bike, Dylan.
Oh, a Harley's for $11,000.
No, Dylan, you don't want to be that guy.
A couple trips to the casino, you'd have one.
That's all I need is a couple casino trips.
Always carrying a ratchet with you everywhere you go.
No.
And then you got to get all these motorcycle friends.
Gas is so expensive right now.
Well,
it would help.
Get a hybrid.
A hybrid?
Motorcycle.
I don't know if they make them, do they?
E-bikes, Dylan!
Oh, an e-bike.
You've already got one of those.
A Vamoose e-bike.
Well, all right. So that will be the second early bird draw, which will be on May 17th with the Citywide 50-50. So Jeff is on White Ave at the A&W, and Megan is in the A&W across from Kingsway, right? That's where she is this morning. All right. She had a bit of a rush with the nurses that were just leaving the hospital or going to the hospital. So
yeah.
Hopefully you can get your 50-50 tickets today. We'll continue to build on that jackpot. We'll also be out on Thursday, LaDuke and Morinville. We are selling 50-50 tickets to you on Thursday. Robbie will be in LaDuke and Katie in Morinville. But today we're in Edmonton outside of Kingsway Mall at the A&W and on White Ave. Don't do it, Dylan.
I was just considering. I didn't say I was going to buy. I was just considering.
It's just too dangerous.
So are cars.
I'll take you to Disneyland if you get off this whole motorcycle thing.
Done deal.
Yep, $20,000 sound has been won. It is a Nintendo Switch. We already covered that, right? Congratulations, Jenna. We're done there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not giving you a code word at 9 o'clock. That's usually what I say here. That's why I'm so uncomfortable.
You'd be
right
saying
now.
It at 8 o'clock, get, though. 8 or 9.
What I do. Yeah, I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Just
no code
button.
Word coming up
press
in 20 minutes.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Yeah, boy. Dylan's on his annual I'm going to get a motorcycle for the summer kick again.
They're just so neat.
I'm doing my best parent to try and talk him out of it. Like, if Riley came home with a motorcycle, I can't even. If my son, if I heard pulling up to 24 Donald Place and opened the garage and it was him, I can't even. I don't know what I would do.
He's an adult. You can't do anything.
His mother would have a bloody heart attack, I'll tell you that.
But she'd have to be okay with
Dylan,
it.
Dylan, you're not allowed to get a motorcycle. Come Robbie, on. You're not allowed to get a motorcycle. Riley, you're not getting a motorcycle. This is Courtney, though, telling you should get a motorcycle.
Okay.
Courtney!
I didn't say he should. I just said for years I wouldn't let my husband get one. And just a couple weeks ago, he got a motorcycle, and I've never seen that man smile as much as he does.
Even on his wedding day, huh, Courtney?
Uh-oh.
That's very true.
You've been replaced by a motorcycle.
And we have a 9-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have a 9-year-old who I have very strict rules with the motorcycle. You know, no riding on the highway, holding on really tight, all of these stipulations. But the first time he rode it with my husband, both of them were smiling ear to ear, and it brings both of them so much happiness, so... You have to trust the driver. I trust my husband and his driving skills.
Yeah.
I know that I can't trust other people on the road, but it's just I got to give him a little faith, and he loves it, and I'm glad that he is enjoying it, and I'm glad my son's enjoying it.
Just get a 10-speed and make vroom vroom noises.
It's not the same.
It's safer.
We have the electric bikes. It's not the same, I guess.
Thanks, Courtney. Thanks for helping.
Sorry.
See you later.
There you go.
The day I fear. Your practice for the day I fear, Dylan.
This is Pepper.
Yeah.
Can I get a motorcycle?
No!
I did promise my dad I would never, because he got really messed up on a motorcycle when he was young, but he's gone now. So, Pepper, can I get a motorcycle?
No, you can't.
No.
I'll be everybody's dad. I'll be everybody's motorcycle dad. For those of you that have motorcycles, good for you. I'm happy that you love them. But that's enough. Enough motorcycle.
Why not?
Get a ride a mower.
Just imagine.
You want a good time. You ride a lawnmower, my friend. Now that's a good time.
Pulling up to the casino on my motorbike.
Wait, you got to hold your helmet the whole time?
No.
Walking around with a helmet.
Didn't people know I'm badass?
But then just get the helmet.
Have you ever messed with a guy with a helmet?
Just get the helmet and walk around the mall.
Yeah, that would work.
Maybe you guys
cool.
Get me a helmet.
I'll get you a helmet if you don't get the motorbike.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Say hi to Alex, Dylan.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, who's your wife?
My wife is Courtney. You just spoke with her.
Remember Courtney from a few minutes ago?
Who
said, Dylan, I was so against my husband getting a motorcycle, but he finally got one, and I've never seen him so happy.
Life's been better with the motorcycle?
Oh, 1,000 times better, of course.
1,000 times better is amazing. What kind of bike you're riding?
I got a 2024 Honda Rebel 500.
Yeah. Is that good? I don't know anything about it.
Oh, the Rebel 500.
You don't know anything about it. You don't have no clue, right?
No, not really.
Where are the handlebars on it, Alex? Are they way up here? Are they way out there? Or are they way down here?
No, they're way down here.
They're way down here. You don't have the way up there.
Oh,
huh?
That's a cool-looking bike.
I used to live in Germany, and I rode on the Autobahn with this crotch rocket.
No! What are you doing?
How fast did you go? What's the fastest speed you've ever gone?
It was 10.
Somewhere between 310 and 319.
I'm mad at you right now. Would you please stop talking to my son?
That is crazy.
He is not getting a motorcycle.
Wow.
I have to admit, I was early 20s. That was scary and exciting. Now I'm 36, and I don't need this anymore. Even 105 is enough.
No. You ever notice, Alex, when you're driving your motorcycle, that's ground right there? You ever notice that part?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I know it's there.
It's ground right there.
I think it's important to know that.
You know when you're driving on the highway, and you see, like, and God forbid you see this, but, yeah, I don't know, like a coyote or a squirrel or a rabbit or,
it could happen, but just you're more cautious because you have no distractions. You're just you and the street, and you're holding the handlebars. I mean,
you're not texting and driving.
That's the other thing.
Exactly.
Are you alone with your thoughts the whole time you're driving a motorcycle?
Well, you can listen to the radio, for example, 91.7.
As you should, yeah.
Where? How?
Headphones in the helmet.
No, they all have radios.
Yeah, you can get helmets with speakers in it, Bluetooth to your phone, or regular.
I would imagine. I don't know why I didn't think that was a thing. Everything else is a thing.
Yeah, but a lot of them just have them blaring right at you.
Just right out of the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Well, that's disturbing, isn't it?
I mean, it can be.
I just think about if I was going to see my parents in a motorcycle, and that's an hour and 30-minute drive to Red Deer with nothing but my own head.
Mm.
And insulated like that, where all I can hear are my own thoughts?
Right.
Dylan, that's not a trip I want to take.
Why? You have so many friends on that road trip.
That's true. When you go, like, you always see, like, you're taking a road trip. You're going through, I don't know, you're going to B.C.
That's one of the best places to take a motorbike.
They're whining around, and there's, like, a group of, like, three people or four people on a motorcycle. Is that, like, they stop to get gas, and then they're like, all right, I'll talk to you in 4 hours. That's their road trip? Be by myself for another until we need gas again. You need a whole set of hand signals, Dylan. Hey, pull over here.
Not for you.
Not worth it. Like, look, Alex, we're glad you're happy. We're glad that Courtney has never seen a happier version of her husband. But don't encourage Dylan, okay?
Okay. It just sounds like fun.
Yeah.
There was a good point that came in that said, you keep saying that you tried to tell me not to get a dog and I got one anyway.
Yes.
This is the exact same thing.
Yeah, but I don't have to clean up after my dog. My bike just needs gas every now
and
then.
We'll have to clean up you off of the street, Dylan.
Let's hope not.
All right, get out of here. See you later, Alex. Thanks for nothing.
Bye.
Okay, where's the support on this? Got a lot of people that work at hospitals that are supporting this 100%, by the way.
They're not called motorcycles. They're called donor cycles.
That's right.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. I understand that. And that is honestly, the only thing keeping it away. Is the fact that, like, you hear the story, and I think there was just one over the weekend that ended up happening.
Yeah.
It was just a sad story. I saw that, and I was like, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
That's just, one minute you're enjoying life, the next.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll make you take it back.
Okay. All right.
Save that receipt, Dylan, because you'll go right back to that motorcycle store, mister.
Sounds good, Dad.
You'll have to be the one telling you're not getting one.
It's Pepper and Dylan, Citywide 50-50. Your chance to win something pretty nifty.
It's the weird thing about my parenting. I'm rarely involved. But when I do get involved, it's pretty much just worry. Like, my son was proud he got home, he's rock climbing. He said, Dad, I now can get to all the fives at the rock climbing gym.
Aww.
Which I guess means, like, really high up.
Okay.
I'm like, you be careful now. Maybe you should just stay at the fours, Riley.
No. It's so weird that you told both your kids, if you're going to do drugs, just do them and let us know.
That's it, yeah.
But motorbikes and rock climbing, off limits.
Well, there's an honesty that comes with them experimenting. I just don't want them experimenting with motorcycles.
All right, okay.
Or rock climbing. Sounds dangerous.
But meth is okay.
It's not okay.
He just wants to know if you're doing it.
I don't know about that. Citywide 50-50. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, Jeff says it's windy, the tent is bent, the flags are falling down. It's you're really battling the elements selling 50-50 tickets today at the A&W across from Kingsway, huh?
Yeah, even our tent, she's bending a bit, but we still have both flags.
Okay, and you were doing well the first hour in. You're there till 10 o'clock, another 2 hours. What do you have right now?
We are sitting at $720.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, you know, it's actually been less people, but they're dropping more money because I think they feel bad for us.
That's fair. That's sorry good. That you have to be out on a day like today, Megan.
That's right. That's why we want you spending. You feel bad for Megan doing her job.
Yeah.
By the way, be mad at Megan. It's her that recorded the $20,000 sound that got won yesterday.
Oh, there are people mad.
Nintendo Switch controller.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been taking it out here.
Yep. Jenna's happy, though. Jenna was the one that won $20,000 yesterday at 11 o'clock. Okay, so go see Megan, A&W Kingsway, Citywide 50-50. We're doing it today. And again, on a Thursday, where we go LeDuc versus Morinville on Thursday. All right? Battle of the Towns. That's a good little battle right there.
Yeah,
North versus South, okay? Okay, Megan, there till 10 o'clock. Anything else, Megan, or are you good to go?
I hope you guys have a beautiful morning.
Aw, okay, thanks.
That's very nice of you. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Are you ready to get down?
This is CHBN Edmonton.
A Rogers radio station.
KISS 91.7.
Gotta let them know.
Here are the top three things you need to know with Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Do that again. You're good at that.
I don't know what it is.
Roddy, look, Dylan's good at it. Look.
What's he doing?
Rolling his eyes back into his head so it looks like he doesn't have eyes.
Is that what I was doing?
That's a good look.
I didn't even know what I was doing.
You ever have friends that could do the fake cross-eyed?
Yeah.
You ever try and do it, but you don't know if you can do it?
No, you have no idea.
You have no idea if you can do it.
That's like me.
You'll never know if you can look cross. I guess you could take a picture of yourself doing cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you couldn't do it. Back in the day, you'd have to take a picture, hope you got it, go to the drugstore, wait 2 weeks, go bring your slip with you, get it back from you, and find out it's somebody else's vacation.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, let me see you do cross-eyed. Let's see. No, you're just sticking out your lips and looking at your nose.
Ow!
This is what I've always thought is cross-eyed. Yeah, it hurt. Why does it hurt to look at your nose?
I don't know.
Why is that?
I don't,
is that a muscle we can work out?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
Yeah.
So the more I look cross-eyed, will it stick that way? My mom told me it will.
It could.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Dylan, is this cross-eyed? Because this is what I've always thought is cross-eyed. Am I cross-eyed right now?
Kinda.
Not really.
No.
Just kind of looking at my nose.
No. Look at Robbie. Maybe he can tell
you. Is this cross-eyed? Or do I look cross-eyed?
It's too hard
right
to tell.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
I know it hurts.
Why?
I don't know.
That shouldn't hurt.
I know.
Robbie, do cross-eyed.
I can't.
Like why are you tilting your head back and looking at...
Because it's easier that way.
It's just your eyes are going down.
See, when you look at your nose, it looks like your eyes are closed. So you got to tilt your head back to look up. It's too hard to tell.
Oh, why are your eyes...
917-917. Does anyone have the control of just one eyeball?
Oh, yeah.
Where you can move one eyeball around?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I've seen that before.
But intentionally move it around.
Yes.
Because I went to school with Rebecca Worthington, and she had a lazy eye that would kind of float around all the time.
You
have to blink to fix it.
It's a fear of mine that I have, and I don't know if it's irrational or not, but I sometimes think I have a lazy eye.
No, you don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're positive.
Yeah. That's just the general you.
Okay.
All right, so it's your eyes, your nose, everything.
Everything just appears lazy.
Not just the one.
Okay.
If you can do cross-eyed, can you do out-eyed?
Yeah.
What would that be? So you can make a cross-eyed face and look at your nose like this. And you can also look out. But no, you can't. You can only look right or left.
I think somebody
can. You can't look right and left.
I bet you there can.
917-917. Does anybody have that phenomenal human ability?
Yes, we have somebody.
You can control one eye?
Yeah.
Oh, Robbie, call them up while Dylan's doing the three things.
Okay.
I want to talk to them for an hour.
Super important.
Yes.
That's definitely one of the three things you need to know. Uh-huh. Yesterday it happened, the $20,000 sound. We now know what. Here, I can play you Jenna winning if you want.
Yep,
this is with Katie yesterday because we waited so long to find out what it was.
Okay, I'll play you the sound. I feel like everybody's heard it 1,000 times, but I have to play it.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it again?
No, it's okay.
No.
It's not going to change my answer.
Okay. Jenna, for $20,000, what the heck is that sound?
I think it is clicking the Nintendo controllers onto the Switch.
Okay. So the Nintendo Switch?
Nintendo Switch, yeah.
And you're clicking
the controller on the side.
Do you have a Nintendo Switch?
We do, and we actually just pulled it out last night.
And you just pulled it out to see if it makes that sound?
No, we pulled it out to play, and then this morning when we saw the video, we're like, oh my gosh, that's the sound.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. We really hope it.
All right. How confident are you, Jenna?
Oh, hurry up. We know she gets it.
I hope
it.
I'm 100%, but it really could be anything in that room, so...
All right, so the Nintendo Switch, clicking on the controller, that's your answer?
Yeah, it is.
Jenna, for $20,000. That is correct! You just won $20,000!
Oh, my God.
Holy moly!
$20,000!
Woo-wee!
We've given it away. A lot of people who said, like, wow, what the heck? I would never have known. It would never have... got to $20,000 if
had
you had known.
Known, yeah.
We needed it to be something that you wouldn't know in order for it to grow as big as it did.
I had to do everything. I had to meditate. I had to do box breathing yesterday. I had to do everything to prepare myself for coming in here this morning and getting. But what if we don't have a Nintendo Switch?
Sure.
And we've had a few of them. Not as many as I thought, so you can save yourself the time. I don't know what to tell you.
If you didn't have one, it would be...
the sound of a Nintendo Switch. I don't know.
I have one and play one almost daily, and I had no idea.
Exactly. Right.
So I don't think it would make much of a difference. Robbie, did you manage to get someone?
Eyeballs on one.
Okay, who's this, Robbie?
Tinica.
Tinica?
Tinica.
Yeah.
Tinica. Hi. Good morning, Tinica. That's a beautiful name.
Morning.
Should we hit her with name of the day?
Yeah.
Tinica.
Tinica.
Woo-hoo. It's the name of the day.
Tinica. So, Tinica, you're saying right now that you can have one eye just doing its regular business, looking ahead, looking down, doing whatever, and you can physically move and control your other eye?
Well, it's not so much, like, I can go cross-eyed and then straighten one eye and, like, move that one around.
So you've got to set it with both eyes and then forget it with one.
Exactly.
Is there any benefit to having this in your life?
I guess it's kind of like a party trick.
Oh, it's a great party trick.
That's it.
I can do my knuckles where they, like, the top part gets, like, hard and then they kind of snap out of it. So that's fun, too.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, so I can, like, the top part of my knuckle goes, like, bent and then the rest of it stays straight and then, like, pops.
Nah, I like the eyeball better.
Yeah, way better.
The eyeball.
Yeah, independent control of your eyes. That's great. My friend Sheldon had a good party trick. He would take his...
Wait a second.
Sheldon.
You've never had a friend named
Sheldon. Sawchuck was his name.
We've never heard of a Sheldon Sawchuck in our life.
He had a birthday party, and he overheard me saying that the birthday party's boring, and his sister got mad at me.
Robbie, do you remember a Sheldon?
No.
Sheldon never Sawchuck. Heard of a Sheldon growing
Sheldon
up with
Sawchuck.
No.
He lived right next to Devin Betcher.
Who's Devin now?
I didn't really hang out a lot with Devin Betcher.
Darn right you didn't. We've never heard about Devin
or Sheldon.
Sheldon
Sawchuck, though.
How often?
And that's Paul's best friend, right?
Nope. I didn't know a poll, okay?
I'm just making it up.
Sheldon's party trick was, what do you like better? The fact that Tinica here can control one eye at a time, or Sheldon would take his necklace off, and he would snort it up his nose and bring it out of his mouth, and he would, like, floss his nose and mouth.
Gross.
That was a trick. He could also squirt milk out of his eyelid.
Right, okay.
Have you ever seen that trick?
I've heard you talk about him.
It's all connected down there.
What a weird kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a weird guy.
Okay there, eyeball control. God, but can you look outwards with both eyes, like to the right with your right eye and left with your left eye?
No, not like opposite cross-eyed.
I want to meet that person, Robbie.
Yeah,
before I die. Throw it on my bucket list, Robbie.
Yeah, that's what you want?
Yep.
That's okay. We can make that happen.
Thank you, Tinica. Have a great morning.
You too. Love you guys.
917-917. Send us your party trick. I want to hear about these.
That one's not that great, is it?
What, that you can control one eye?
Who's impressed by that?
You wouldn't at a party.
Not really.
So you're talking to somebody and they're, check this out, and they move one eye cross-eyed, but the other eye stays straight.
I don't go to enough parties,
you
I realize.
You wouldn't go and say, hey, Pepper!
Oh, my gosh.
You gotta see. Well, you'd know that I would have to see this.
Yeah, I'd say, go see Pepper. He might find this interesting.
That's what you'd say?
Yeah.
You'd blow them off?
I'm not interested.
Robbie, would you blow that person off, or would you want to date them?
Would I want to date them? Yeah, I don't know. I think, it's a perk.
I would never leave them alone. I'd hire them for this show. I'd find a spot for them. I don't even have the power to do that, and I would. We'd come in here on a Monday, you'd be like, who's this person? I'd say, it's Tinica. They say, well, what is she going to do here? I said, Tina, show them. And then they'd do the eyeball trick. And you'd be like, well, I can see why we hired her.
I don't know if that would happen.
That's perfect for radio.
I really don't think that's a good idea. WestJet launching flights between Edmonton and Atlanta starting today.
Yeah, you can fly one time a day from Edmonton to Atlanta and one time a day from Atlanta to Edmonton.
Nonstop. So,
yep, and it's going to, I mean, Atlanta is one of the world's biggest hubs, so it's going to really connect us to other places.
Well, that's why it's great, right? It's great for connections, as well as going to Atlanta. Atlanta's awesome, right? But
looks beautiful.
You can get a connection to almost anywhere on the planet through Atlanta.
Yeah, which is wonderful.
That airport, though, look out.
Why?
It's big.
Oh, and busy.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's one of the largest global hubs.
Huge.
Yeah. I mean, it's good news to get these flights. Like, I love when we get these flights announced and WestJet gets all excited, and then they quietly go away.
That's right. Yeah, it's here for a limited time.
So get there while you can. Mm-hmm. Make it a summer vacation you'll never forget.
Okay.
And you know what? We should do this, actually.
Okay.
We should touch on sports real quickly.
Okay.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Hope checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
Okay, so Oilers are in action tomorrow. We have the time. It's an 8 p.m. start. Which is a little bit better.
Well, is it? They were all 8 o'clock in the beginning. They were only 8:30 on Friday and Sunday.
And those are the ones that got us.
Well, you were tired after game one at 8 o'clock.
I realize I think I'm always tired.
It has nothing to do with the game.
But
get yourself a weighted blanket, my friend.
Better than 8:30. What is a weighted blanket going to do for my tire?
It helps you sleep.
More snuggly.
This is the truth. Do you want the truth from me?
You know what? I think I can handle the truth.
Okay. So, got a weighted blanket. Second best gift I've ever been given, right?
Yep.
Number one was the alarm clock that shines the time on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Got a weighted blanket. Dog ate the cover.
Who got you the weighted blanket?
My fiance, a couple years ago.
Okay.
But then we got the dog, Biff the Bulldog. He ate the whole cover around it,
awesome.
And he chewed up the zipper. There's a zipper on the inside because it's so heavy, right? You can't just put it in the duvet cover. You need to zip it in there. Or else it flops around. Nobody likes a blanket that's inside the duvet cover that's all at the bottom.
No.
Nothing worse than that, right?
Flaccid duvet, no good.
So this has got a zipper that holds it in. Dog chewed up the zipper. Had to go and get the zipper replaced.
Okay.
Took like a month. Wrote down the wrong phone number. Finally went in there and said like, hey, what's going on? Finally got my weighted blanket back. Brought the weighted blanket back.
Yep.
Slept with it last night. All my sleeping problems have been solved.
You slept one night.
I fell asleep. I haven't been able to fall asleep like that in... ever since the dog ate the weighted blanket.
Okay. I'm not going to believe
if
it.
If you're having a hard time sleeping, Robbie, I gave you a weighted blanket, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I use it every now and again.
Listen to Robbie. He loves a good sleep.
Every now and again.
Not every day,
that's
no.
The trick, doing it every now and then. It's like a little treat.
It's a treat.
Mm-hmm.
It is cozy.
If you ever find yourself saying, Dylan, God, I wish I could get a better sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever find yourself saying that,
yes.
Get yourself a weighted blanket.
Not go to bed early?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, it's so nice.
Go to bed whenever you want.
All the time.
But if you go to bed early, you'll fall right asleep. Weighted blanket.
Go.
Yep.
Yeah.
8 o'clock tomorrow.
It's,
I think it's because it crushes your ribs and lungs and you can't breathe, so you pass out. I think that might be why. Very heavy. It's very, very heavy.
Those are the three things you need to know.
Thank you, Dylan.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Say good morning to Jeff with the Citywide 50-50.
Yeah.
While Megan is outside at the A&W in Kingsway, just across the street from Kingsway Mall there. You know that little intersection that always throws you off?
Oh, yeah. I love that place.
She's there at the A&W in the parking lot, braving the elements, selling 50-50 tickets, and doing a mighty fine job, we might add.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff at our second location. We like to do two locations every time we do a 50-50 sale.
Of course, head-to-head.
Like on Thursday, Robbie will be in Leduc and Katie will be in Morinville.
Yep.
Jeff's on White Ave right now at 101st Street at the A&W there. And, he's pulled the chute.
What do you mean?
He's pulled the plug.
Didn't he quit last time he was out?
He quit last time, and he's pretty close to quitting now because of the weather.
Are you moving inside, Jeff?
We've just moved inside, yep.
So he's not quitting.
No, I'm still here. We're still going. We just got a big red, if you will, half a big brown. So
50-50?
Yeah.
$50 bill?
I get you. So where are you at this morning? Last time we talked to you, you were at a dismal $150.
Yeah, so add 50 to that.
Oh, geez.
You got $200?
Yeah, oh, by the car, boy. Maybe like 250.
You should be out on the sidewalk pulling people over, walking up to their cars, not just sitting inside counting down the
Have
minutes.
Have you looked outside recently?
It looks horrible. Yeah,
it does look
It's snowing sideways. Our tent, we left, we took down everything. We left the tent, but one of the legs is, it's about to give, I think.
Uh-oh.
It's like my friend Ben.
We might have to go rip
One-legged Ben?
One-legged Ben. Oh.
Well, right. This would be a three-legged tent, though, wouldn't it?
It's like my friend Ben when I'm standing next to him.
Come on!
He knows he's missing a leg, you guys.
I know, but
cancer got him when he was little. He doesn't even remember it.
Oh,
he's got a high-tech leg.
Oh yeah,
oh, it's
that's cool.
Oh yeah, he's got to declare it when he goes through security at the airport. It beeps and whirs and whistles.
It's like a robot.
Oh yeah, no, it's quite the leg he's got.
I always wondered about those things.
I'd rather
have that leg
than the leg I have.
I don't think you can say that confidently.
Think about how much I'd save on soap.
What?
Not that
You don't
much.
Wash your legs, do you?
Of course I wash my legs.
No.
Every time? You wash your legs?
Who doesn't wash their legs?
I don't
focus
on them.
It's
half of your body.
I don't wash my legs.
You don't? What do you mean you don't wash your legs?
No, stop at the groin.
I stop at the knee.
Stop at the knee? Extra couple inches, Robbie.
I'm not washing my leg.
Yeah, a waste of time.
917-917. Do you wash your leg?
Guaranteed, I can say that right now, less people wash your leg than you think.
Jeff, what were you going to say? If you have to bend, you don't do it?
Yeah, like I'll go thigh, and that's it.
So any sort of thigh,
you stop at the thigh.
Anytime your hip has to hinge in any way, you're like, I don't need to clean it that bad.
That's right. Yeah.
Gravity washes your legs. Why are you doing it?
If there's soap involved.
Who's not washing with soap?
But you got to put the soap on the parts you want clean.
No, it would
gravity. Runoff gets it all?
Absolutely, from my belly down. That's all legwork.
Are you kidding?
No. I've never washed a leg or a foot.
I was just going to ask if you wash your feet. You don't wash your feet?
No. I don't wash my feet.
Nah.
No.
Your feet are sloshing around in the soapy water anyway. Jeff, ask everybody in the A&W right now. Just ask. Just shout it out.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you wash your feet in the shower? She does. She washes her feet.
She washes her legs. Yeah.
And yeah, you're bending all the way. You're doing it.
No, girls, I can see
Lou all the
time.
She's got a cheat code. Loofah on a stick.
Smart.
You don't need a stick.
A loofah on a stick.
That's what I need. It hurts the back. You get sore. There's not enough room in there for a guy like me.
Yeah.
Put on some pounds. Dylan, you were about to go in a dangerous place. You were saying girls need to wash their legs? What were you about to say?
No, I wasn't dangerous at all. Girls, I can see wash their legs because they shave them.
Oh, yeah.
True.
So I can see that they go and touch their legs.
The shaving washes them. Basically.
Yeah.
Hey, Kristen's trying to decide on an air freshener. Which one smells the best?
Get the pepper one. The pepper one's awesome.
So is the Dylan.
Yeah.
Not the Robbie.
Okay, so we learned nothing. They said they all know.
Go sell more 50-50 tickets. See you later. Yeah.
Good luck, Jeff. Stay warm.
He's at the A&W on White Ave and 101st Street. What are we saying? Look how many. See, you got. Of course, you wash your legs. It's all part of your body.
No, it's.
What are you going into the shower for? What's the point if you're not going to clean your whole body?
I clean the parts that get dirty.
Yeah, if you're in a rush, you don't focus on it sometimes.
No, I don't. I've never washed my ankle.
Shower.
What kind of time
do you get in a shower and go like, I only have time today to do the top
half? Often.
Yeah, all the time people rush a shower.
Then you cut out conditioner.
What?
If you're in a rush, you cut out things like conditioner. You cut out shaving.
Conditioner and feet.
Conditioner and feet. Those are the things you cut out
if you're in a rush. Always wash your bum. Make sure you wash your bum.
Oh, God, yeah. You wash your bum, absolutely.
Wash your armpits. Then you watch the clock.
So you don't lift your feet up and put like soap in between your toes and in that bottom.
No,
you don't.
I've never soaped in, but where? How do soap in between my toes?
Yes.
What?
It's pretty gross in there if you don't clean them.
I don't have gross feet.
They're feet. They get that way over time.
What Jeff is saying is water builds up in the bottom, so your feet are always in it.
They're in the soapiest water of the whole. So I can have a bath
in a rain puddle then, no problem, and I'm nice and clean?
Is there soap?
No, you can.
We're having a sidewalk sale. We're having a sidewalk sale.
Yeah, you're getting a lot, Dylan. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people appreciate the fact that you don't wash your feet in the shower.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you if I was to watch people, they're lying. Most people don't
wash their ankles, their calves,
because
the back of their knees.
Feet, you always wait till the end.
Right.
And sometimes you just run out of time.
We've got another request for a table at the sidewalk sale. Who's this?
This is probably Doug.
Wait, sorry, Doug. Not to...
No, I want to bring Doug in on this. Okay, Doug, do you wash from your hips down? Do you wash your legs? Do you wash your feet in the shower?
Does it involve bending?
There you go.
Not if you...
Something's got to bend, whether it's your leg coming up to you or you going down to your leg.
Not if you have a loofah on a stick.
Plus, how dangerous is it to bring your foot up and be one-footed in a slippery bathtub?
Well, then bend over. I don't know.
But here's the other
thing. Put it up against the wall. I don't know.
If in theory, you wash your body downwards and you end at your toes,
yeah,
then you're using ass soap to wash your toes.
I start at the top and I make my way down.
Yeah, so you go into your bottom... And then you put that on your toes. No wonder your toes are gross.
Ew.
Doug, yes or no? Do you wash your legs? Do you wash your feet?
Let gravity do the work.
Oh, yeah, buddy. So lazy. So lazy.
Do it. Gravity doesn't scrub. It just flows. Anyway, all right. Doug wants a table at the sidewalk. So what do you have, Doug?
My wife is doing a wardrobe change and wants to get rid of some of her Lulus, and our kid wants to learn the art of the hustle.
Okay. Oh, nice.
All right. Well, the sidewalk sale is for your family.
I like this.
Wow, so Lululemon.
Yeah.
That's a hot seller at these sidewalk sales. Somebody finds out you're selling that at a discount, they are all in.
Absolutely.
Okay. How much does she have? Like,
she's got, like, bins.
Plural?
Bins. Yeah, plural.
That's a lot she spent on the front end. Hopefully it's a lot that you'll recoup with the sidewalk sale.
Hopefully not too much. We want it cheap.
That's right. All right.
Yeah, it'll be cheap.
All right. Doug, you want to give Doug a spot then, Robbie?
Yeah,
that's
should do this.
That's a good table to have.
Yeah.
A Lululemon table. Okay, we've got a Lululemon table, Dylan.
Okay, that's awesome.
Okay, hang on there, okay, Doug?
We'll get you in, Doug.
Because we've also got, I hope I'm saying this right, but Vika?
Yes.
Good morning, Bavika.
Good morning.
Do you wash your legs in the shower?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
What's going on?
No time.
No time.
Gravity takes care of it. I think most people, although the people texting want to sound like they're responsible, most people don't.
Robbie, you should find more time to squeeze in a shower. Everything for you is I don't have the time.
Well,
to
no,
clean
I do.
Everything.
But if I'm like this morning, I was running late, so I just did a little rinse off. I didn't have time to scrub my feet.
Yeah, you say you have like a 2-minute shower before you get to work.
Yeah.
I don't think you're doing your legs and feet.
135 seconds, my morning shower.
Yeah, there's no way you're getting you're cleaning your feet.
I give myself a good once over.
Oh.
In 135 seconds?
Because I had a shower before bed. That's where I do the detail work.
Okay.
All right.
Are you just more sensitive because you don't want to picture dirty feet because you're a foot person?
No, but you keep bringing it up like that could be the only reason. I think it's because I like to be clean.
Here we go.
Well, I saw you holding hands with your fiance's feet the other day.
Yes.
So maybe you're just more sensitive to it.
She puts her feet on my lap and I hold her feet.
No one is washing legs. I play hockey. I have never seen it.
Oh, okay. And doing a lot of watching in the shower.
Well, you just can't avoid seeing it.
All right, but Vika, what are you selling at the sidewalk sale? What would you like a table for?
Sun catchers.
Sun catchers?
What's
that mean? They're not working right now.
They're just these beautiful dangly crystals that you put inside the house and make like rainbows around the walls.
I knew it was just a matter of time until we were selling crystals at the sidewalk sale. We've got the crystal person.
Sounds like we got a business.
Is it a business? Like, do you have tables at, like, farmers markets and those sort of things?
Unfortunately, no. Oh, I just bought them for fun.
Pardon me?
And I just bought them for fun, and I have too many of them.
Oh, okay. She's offloading her sun catchers. Mm. These things don't work, for God's sake. I've been hanging them up. I can't get any daylight.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, let's give her a table. Sun catchers and Lululemons on this segment, Dylan.
All right,
that's a good sidewalk sale.
We'll take it.
Okay, hang on. You might hang on for a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll see you at the sidewalk sale, which is May 11th at Midway Music Hall, so on, like, Calgary Trail.
Yeah,
you go, you know.
Basically, Argyle, Calgary Trail.
Right.
Southside.
From 11 to 4. And if you want a table, you can always just message us. Message Robbie. He's the one organizing
It's really hard to get a hold of everybody, but yeah, keep at it.
Yeah.
We have more to add.
And less than 2 weeks to go until the sidewalk sale.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number of people, Robbie, that don't wash their legs or their feet?
You know, it's pretty split on this one.
Yeah, the hygienic and the unhygienic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It all evens out, though. Half of us are dirty, half of us are clean.
Let gravity do the work.
That's Dylan, what it's there what for.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So if you're waking up right about now, A, come on, get up earlier than that.
Why?
And you're thinking, just grab my morning coffee, take a listen for that code word coming up at 9 o'clock, try and name that sound, I'll win $20,000. Today's going to be a good day. Too late. Too late. Jenna won it yesterday at 11 o'clock. She figured out the sound. It's a Nintendo Switch controller.
Mm-hmm.
$20,000 for Jenna. Congratulations to her. So your next chance to win a lot of money from us, which we're just giving it out. What a weird business model. Will be with the Citywide 50-50, which is really just us giving you half your money back. The Citywide 50-50 tickets are on sale right now, today and Thursday. Robbie on Thursday will be in Leduc at the A&W, and Katie will be in Morinville at the A&W. But today, Megan's on Kingsway at the A&W, just across from Kingsway Mall there. And Jeff has gone inside to the A&W because it's too cold for baby Jeff on White Ave on 101st Street. It's miserable out, so...
Yeah, it's not ideal.
But get your 50-50 tickets as our jackpot continues to grow, and it's the best jackpot we've had after 1 week so far. So this is Kelsey. Right, Kelsey? It's Kelsey?
It is,
Hi.
So Kelsey called, right, and I picked it up, and I did this. I go, yes, hi, Kiss. Right?
Yeah.
And she said, hey, I want to get in on this conversation about how Dylan and Robbie don't wash their legs.
Oh, okay.
And I said, yeah, okay, you're in. Because it sounds like she just wanted to tell you guys how gross you are.
Okay, and you, and of course, put her on hold.
I said, yeah. And before I put her on hold, she's like, what are you doing that you need to wash your feet every day? She's against me on that. What are you talking about, Kelsey?
Okay, well, I'm like 50-50. I do wash my, like, I'll, like, give my legs, like, a quick, completely different body wash portion, not a portion that I've washed other bits with, and I'll wash my legs. But the only time you scrub your feet is, like, if you've worn sandals all day and your feet are dirty.
Sure, or if you've gone barefoot in the backyard.
What
if
I've
been walking around in hot socks and boots all day, and I get home and they need a good pampering?
Pampering? I mean, like extra sweaty feet, maybe, but like other people have said, gravity does the work, and like at the bottom of the shower, like I just don't know who's sitting down and taking the time to like get their loofah out and scrub their feet every day.
Plus, I mean, you're sitting there in soapy water for 15, 10, whatever minutes
it's
your shower is.
Clear out your drain. Why is there so much water building up in your shower? It goes right down the drain.
It doesn't go immediately.
It's true. It doesn't go right away.
It's kind of like soaking your dishes.
Yeah.
Right? You soak them and then get some of the gunk off, right?
Sure. And then where do you put them?
Well, then you're in some.
In the dishwasher, right?
Sometimes.
You don't just have spaghetti and rinse off your plate, kind of, and put it back on the shelf.
If you have spaghetti between your toes, you have different problems.
Exactly.
Spaghetti between my toes.
Yeah, it's pretty sick down there by the sounds of it.
Okay, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Do me a favor right now.
Okay.
Are you willing to do... No, I don't want to do this. This is not something we should do.
No, I'm not putting my feet in your mouth.
I'm not asking, Dylan.
That's for a different app.
Yes. I was going to say... Okay, don't do it on the air. When you get home...
Okay.
Just do me a favor.
Okay.
You take your shoes off. You take your socks off. You're getting ready to go into the shower.
Okay.
Do me a favor.
Okay.
Okay? Just look at your feet... Pardon me. I'm sorry, everybody, but desperate times call for desperate measures. Right. I want everybody who says the runoff washes your feet, okay?
Of course.
Dry your feet and just slide your finger in between your baby toe and the one next to it, the ring toe.
Why? What's going on in there?
And then I want you to inspect it.
Inspect it how?
See what's on it?
Smell it? Look,
I want you to smell it.
Yeah, I want you to smell it.
You want us to smell it?
And you tell me that that's okay. You tell me that you've never done that before?
Smell the toes.
Yes.
I think I've smelt my toes.
Right, not your toes, the in-between the toes. You could be the cleanest person in the world. Stuff happens in there that you can't control.
Well, I can't do anything about it then.
You can clean them once a day.
That's what a bath every now and then does.
Nobody else is inspecting your toes, so, like, who are you impressing with your feet?
Don't be so quick to judge.
Pepper's got a real foot thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's different, though. Like, the average person probably doesn't really like
Okay, but let's say it wasn't your toes. Let's say it was, your elbows, right?
I don't wash my elbows.
What do you wash when you're in? I don't.
You focus on the big thing.
Yeah, I just, the elbows get run off as well. Like, I'm
focus
not sitting there scrubbing my elbows.
Yes, exactly.
If you take your car into the car wash, do you clean the wheels?
Not much.
You hose them down at the end.
Yeah. I don't take that little scrubby thing and scrub the wheels.
I can't do
it. And
this.
In between the spokes.
Okay.
It's not for me.
Okay.
That's extra money. I'm not paying for it.
Exactly. Kelsey, thank you very much for not washing your feet. Okay. See you later. Love you. Have a good day. I'm just shocked at how many people are like, yeah, to hell with feet. It's just run off.
It's just not a priority, is all. Yeah. If you're in a rush, it gets neglected.
Yeah.
We're not saying never, ever wash them. But, you know, sometimes they just get missed.
Here's a text message. As a diabetic foot care nurse, I am here for this conversation. Damn right. You're dealing with feet all day. Imagine the podiatrist, Dylan.
I don't even know what that is. What's a podiatrist?
It's a foot doctor.
There's a doctor for feet?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're that important. Maybe you should give a little more attention to your feet if there's a whole line of work dedicated to them. What? They make clothes for feet. They're called shoes.
What is this doctor's job? How often can they be busy?
Lots of stuff can happen down there, especially if you don't clean them,
what
Dylan.
Part?
You ever had an athlete's foot? You ever had a, I don't know.
No, look at me. Do I look like I have athlete's foot? The furthest thing from athlete's foot.
Here we go. Do you wash your belly button, Dylan?
Yeah, maybe.
Get right in there?
Yeah, because I love seeing how much lint comes out, to be honest. Sometimes it's wild.
Yeah, I don't know, you guys. And everybody pointing out that I have a foot fetish, first of all, I'm totally fine normalizing that. Yes, I do, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud that I'm able to talk about the things that interest me. Oh, hang on a second.
What's this about?
It's my Hugh Jackman alarm.
Oh, yeah. Right. We have
everybody
to
think about Hugh Jackman. Oh, real quick. Just think about Hugh Jackman just for 10 seconds. We're not thinking about Hugh Jackman enough. I
bet
said
you
that
Hugh
the other
Jackman
day.
Doesn't scrub his feet.
Robbie, Google. Does Hugh Jackman wash his feet?
Does?
Dylan, what are you thinking about Hugh Jackman right now?
I'm looking up his feet.
Okay. I'm going greatest showman.
He's got
what a
some
show.
Pretty gross feet.
Robbie, thinking about Hugh Jackman right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. You're done. You can think about him again tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. What was I saying? It doesn't matter. Wash your feet, okay?
If that's what you want.
Seems like looks like he does wash his feet.
He does wash his feet. Yeah.
Oh, of course he's going to say that. He's a celebrity.
He has people wash his feet for him.
Exactly. It takes a lot to admit that you don't wash your feet, and I'm here for that.
Listen.
Yeah, what?
A lot of people calling us gross. We're not saying we never do. It's just in the shower sometimes when we're in a rush. It's not the
focus.
Why
are you having a shower if you're in a rush?
That's how showers are. If you didn't in a rush, you'd have a bath.
No, who would have a bath?
Baths are the best.
Oh, yeah.
I know I'll lose this one. I don't know. I've never been able to understand the
if
bath.
I had time, I would do a bath every day. But that's the reason you get in a shower. You don't have time for a bath.
See, I get not washing your feet in a bath.
Why is that okay?
Because they're soaking for a long period of time. They're immersed in sudsy water.
So is mine at my house.
Your shower, it goes water out here, water down there. It doesn't have time to soak.
Must be nice to have such a clean drain.
Yeah, good for you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
For Robbie, you're the one that created both On the Avenue and you're about to find out the new Oilers song. Your favorite is?
Listen, I love On the Avenue was fun. It's fun. It had a fun vibe. It's the one that people reach out to the most.
Yeah.
This new one, because of the video, it came alive with the video.
Yeah.
They're both the same. Mm-hmm. I love them both the same.
Fit a bit, that Ice District. Hey. I like that part.
Hey.
Hey.
Load up the ammo.
I realized too, you know what? Sometimes things, you know?
What?
Just things.
What?
Sometimes. Huh? Am I right? 917-917. Yes or no? Sometimes things.
Who's wasting their time texting sometimes things?
Just yes or no. Do you sometimes? Is it just sometimes things?
What things?
Well, I just looked at the 50-50 schedule. Like, and Robbie, I'm glad you're not out there right now. And I'm glad that Megan is brave and strong and courageous. Megan's at A&W across from Kingsway right now.
Yeah.
So Megan's out there today. Robbie, you're out there on Thursday.
Yeah.
Right? Thursday at LeDuc, A&W on 50th Street.
Yep.
Selling 50-50 tickets. LeDuc always does a great job. They come strong. We don't need anybody there. We just put a stack of tickets in a cash box, right? We don't need, LeDuc just wants their 50-50. We don't need to entice them with a Robbie appearance.
Right.
But yet we're doing it anyway. What else would be happening on Thursday, Dylan?
It could be
the Robbie stress playoff punch wall.
Oh!
It could be the completion of round one.
But he won't be, or you punch a hole in the wall.
Right.
But he won't even be here.
Let's hope he doesn't have to punch the wall.
Yeah, but he's got to put the happy sticker on it.
I mean, anyone could. It's a sticker, right?
It's
there.
Robbie's wall.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to.
Okay, I'm sorry,
it's
guys.
It's tradition now.
Sticker. We've got to figure this whole schedule out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
We will never figure it out. We're screwed as Oilers fans.
Yeah, we just know 8 p.m. That's all we know.
If the Oilers win the Stanley Cup, yeah, we're going to be the tiredest city in all of the world. Don't you think?
Well, what about that city that has daylight all the time?
Oh, like none of it?
Yeah. Megan, where are you at with the citywide 50-50? A little less than half an hour to go. Is it going okay over there at Kingsway A&W?
It's going good. We've got four wonderful people up here signing some right now. So we're sitting at about, I think it's $2,055.
Wow!
Ooh, good job, man.
Hey. That's great. Good job. Thank you to them for braving these gauntlet elements. So you're making them stand outside filling out the ballots in this weather?
We've given them the option that they can go sit in their car and fill them out.
That's nice.
Nobody likes writing in their car. Why don't write in your car? You need a flatter surface in a car.
We have clipboards.
That's why we got clipboards.
Why wouldn't you just write them inside of A&W?
You know what's a good option in a car? I just thought of this.
What?
Here you go.
Oh, boy.
Like a thing, like on the airplane.
What thing?
The thing that comes out of the arm and flaps over your lap, and it's a little table.
Didn't they do those at Retro Diners?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No,
right?
That's not good.
How nice would that be in a car?
Bad idea.
For writing things.
Bad idea.
For eating, maybe.
And eating. You get a little to-go table wherever you go.
I'm not writing enough to have that as a feature in my car.
Have you ever had to write in your car and said, God, I'd wish I had a flat surface to write on?
The little console in the middle.
Oh, it's rounded. It's rounded.
Not all of them.
You can't do it.
I can in my car.
Sometimes it's soft and the pen pushes through it too much. It's not a good writing service.
Oh, geez.
You can't reach the
dashboard. How much writing are you doing in your car?
Quite a bit.
Why?
Yeah.
You never know.
I wouldn't know.
If you buy 50-50 tickets, you have to.
No, you go inside A&W.
917-917. For things, yeah, that's one. And number two, would you appreciate a better writing surface in your car?
Ford F-150 has
it. I was going to say, some of the Ford trucks have a pull-out table.
Things. They're like houses on wheels, for God's sake. They don't cost about as much, too. Okay, keep selling, Megan. You got another 20 minutes.
Hold on. I need to do some Big Brown.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, let's do some Big Brown.
Big Brown. What? Someone threw one down.
What?
Big Brown. Someone threw one down. Big Brown. Yeah.
See, this person has to actually carry a clipboard with them in their car for writing.
What a tough life. Could you imagine what they've gone through?
Too many options in a car for them not to include writing surface.
Everyone has writing surfaces on their phone, in their hand.
No, but what if you have to sign an important document?
Well, that's why we have the clipboards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Where are you signing an important document for?
For
contract to buy a new car.
You'd probably do it in the dealership.
That's a good point. You know what I'm saying?
Not really.
I've always envied those people who can sign something on their friend's back, too. Hey, turn around, let me sign this. It's too soft. It's too squishy with the clothes and the coat, you know?
Why are you guys debating a table in a car? Is Pepper overdosing on his meds again?
No.
Oh, no.
This is me at baseline. That's the problem. Okay, who are the Big Browns for there, Megan?
They are Susan and Kai.
Susan and Kai.
Thanks,
thank you,
guys.
Very much. Thanks for standing in the way. That's a lot of tickets to fill out, so we appreciate it. Good luck to them. Okay, see you later, Megan.
Bye-bye.
Okay, another half hour to get your tickets at the A&W at Kingsway or on White Ave, where you will find Jeff at 101st Street at that A&W there. Like we said, Robbie will be in Leduc on Thursday, Katie in Morinville on Thursday. Grand prize draw May 24th. First early bird drop May 10th for $1,000 from Mr. Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie.
Yeah, hi.
Anybody that's saying things, anybody agree?
Not a one.
Huh. Still coming
sometimes,
in, though.
Sometimes, though, you know, things.
Things, just, yeah. Sometimes I just can't thing anymore.
Things.
Things are getting to me.
This says, yes, we need a writing or eating table. Also, a pull-out from under the seat as a trash can.
Oh, my God, yes! Imagine that.
To have a little trash can.
Right next to the little lever to adjust your seat up and forward and back. Just little trash can. Then slide it back.
I guess.
First place to check if it's starting to smell like rotten chicken in your car.
Oh, don't put rotten chicken in your car.
Happened
trash
to me
can.
In the trunk, fell out of the bag one time, forgot all about it for like a week. Yeah.
That's gross.
Couldn't eat that chicken. Couldn't be saved.
No. It wasn't rotten when you put it in there.
No, it fell out of like the bag in the trunk.
Yeah.
It was hot, it was summer, whatever.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It's so gross.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, we have got some breaking news. Dylan just discovered this. It's weird that it's news, given the fact that it's not really relevant and hasn't been in years. But go ahead, Dylan. Breaking news has been confirmed.
Blowing into video game cartridges has no noticeable impact on games working correctly.
I beg to differ.
What? In fact, the moisture that enters the cartridges in our breath can actually damage the games in the long run. Now, it is believed that perhaps maybe some of the moisture helped the pins for a second, but ultimately damaged them more and more and more.
How wet is our breath?
Pretty wet.
Oh, it's wet.
It's pretty wet, man.
Yeah. Try sleeping in your car one night. And when you wake up, you see just how much moisture is in your breath.
Okay.
It's soaked.
So it could have improved the contacts short term, but the contacts, they rust out and erode.
So this has finally been confirmed. What's your source? Do you reveal your sources on this news report?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I do not. Never.
It feels like it's really late to get this information. It feels like it's unnecessary, too, because video games haven't had a cartridge in a really long time.
But people are still playing cartridge games.
I mean, yeah, for the nostalgia. Yeah,
of course.
This is how out of touch I am with video games. I'm not a gamer. I apologize. My friend Jeff is a gamer. You know, a lot of people our age are gamers. No, Dylan, isn't your girlfriend a gamer?
She likes gaming. We like gaming together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I was going to get my son a game for Christmas for his Xbox,
yes.
Right? And I had to go, what kind of Xbox is it? You know, they have all these different things, you know? And so I went to the gaming store, yeah? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me get a game there for me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, what game do you want? I said, that one, I guess. I came home with the game.
Yeah.
My son didn't have anywhere to put the game.
Yeah, some of the consoles don't have.
They don't even have a hole for. There's no game hole anymore.
Some of them don't know. It's
you
all
don't
online.
Even put the game in a game hole.
Yeah.
Kids won't really. Kids these days, huh? They don't remember the glory, the fine art of your video game system getting so hot, you better turn it off and blow in the cartridge to get the dust out of there.
Ah, but the blowing ruined it.
All it is, just turn it on and there it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, simpler times.
It was a simpler time. Right.
Actually, it's simpler when you don't have to blow it
No game hole, Dylan. He just turns it on and he buys a game. I had no idea.
Very true. I love it.
I was pushing it onto the game. I was looking underneath the Xbox. Where's the game thing that you put the... You don't. Just a box.
Will you be selling that at the garage sale?
The game?
Yeah.
I sold it on Christmas, on Boxing Day. I posted it on Instagram. I'm like, anybody want this? There's nothing I can do with it right now.
Well, now we know. Many. I would have been nice to know.
Okay, so blowing on the cartridge never had any effect. So when I was playing Ghouls and Goblins, and it was starting to act up and get all digity, blowing on it did nothing. But then why did it do something?
It did nothing. It did.
So it was just
nothing.
A coincidence that every time I blew on a cartridge, it would work again?
No, you put it because you took it out, put it back in, took it out, put it back in. It didn't work perfectly.
No.
You would blow on it, put it back in, it wouldn't work. You'd take it out and blow harder.
You know what got me as a kid? The 8-bit Nintendo. So the original Nintendo?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Was that Atari?
No. Nintendo. Original Nintendo. First time we ever met Super Mario, okay?
Right.
I bought one. I saved up all my flyer money from the Flyer Force. It really wasn't that hard. I threw most of them in the dumpster.
So bad.
But I saved all that money, and I went to the video game store, and I bought myself my own Nintendo. I saved up my money to buy my own, not just a game, Dylan, mm-hmm. the whole system.
They were expensive back then.
I bought it. I set it up with the... You know, you had to put your TV on channel 3 to work the thing, for God's sake?
Yes.
I put it in, I set it up, and I turned it on, and it kept flashing.
I don't know if that's legal. It
kept flashing at me. And I was like, oh, my God, I got a bum system. It took me 2 days to realize... Remember you had to put it in
and then press it down? Yeah.
I didn't know you had to press it down.
Did you not read the instructions?
It wasn't in the instructions. I swear to you it wasn't.
I bet it was.
I read them front to back.
I didn't
read the French side. I had to turn it over and read from the back. I read it front to middle, Dylan. it didn't say it in the instructions.
I'm gonna call you on that. I'm going to go look.
You look at the original Nintendo instructions. Nowhere did it say push the game in and then press it down and then press power.
Okay.
It just said put the game in. I don't even think it said how to put a game in the instructions because no one's that dumb.
Really?
Well, you were.
I was. You're damn right, Robbie.
Poor guy.
2 days. I'd turn it on. Oh, maybe now it'll work. It just kept flashing. It would show the game for a second and then flash off. And then show the game for a second and then flash off. And I thought, oh, my God. I had to take the bus all the way there to the store to get the game, and then I have to take this back because I got this bad habit that I throw receipts out immediately. Can't have that kind of receipt clutter in my life. Things I own because I don't have the receipt anymore, it's a long list, Dylan.
I imagine.
Yeah.
That's a flaw.
I'd show you the list, but I threw it out.
You're just... Oh, right here. Robbie, come look.
Oh, okay.
Did you find it?
Jeff, hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Jeff, change the subject real quick, please. Change it. What's going on? 50-50, okay. Change it, quick.
Everyone's telling me they want to throw their hats on the ice and that I'm a loser and I deprive the kids.
Yeah, you should have thrown your hat on the ice back
I really should have.
Robbie, go ahead.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Pepper.
Yeah.
It's right here. It says, open the chamber lid on the control deck. Insert a game pack into the chamber, label facing up, and push it all the way in. Press down on the game pack until it locks into place and close the chamber lid. This is from the 1988 operating instructions for your NES. And then in French, it says it again. It then says, changing game packs. Open the chamber lid. Gently push down the game pack, allowing it to pop up. And do not attempt to pry the game pack up. Pull the game pack out.
This is going to be a tough one to argue. Give me a day. I'll figure out how.
Okay.
Jeff, did that get you on the original Nintendo, having to put the game in and press it down?
What's your total?
What's your total at the A&W on White Ave?
I think we're 755.
Barely selling tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, this is good. The first 3 hours we were at like $200.
Yeah.
So.
Good little rush here at the end. We'll wrap it up in 10 minutes. Thank you for getting up early and braving the weather for an hour before you couldn't brave it any longer and went inside, Jeff. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Have a good
night, Jeff. Okay.
We'll hear from you this afternoon. Jeff, you'll hear him this afternoon doing a radio show. He has DJ Mike Tomas. It's the only saving grace for him.
You're so mean to Jeff.
Well, I guess you got me on that one.
Yeah, come look at it, because I don't know how you would have
I swear I read the entire thing.
I don't think you did, because it's right under how to start playing, operating your NES.
Jeez, you think I would have looked under that column
first.
Turn
your television on to channel 3, though.
I did that part, yeah. Okay.
So weird.
So no longer need to blow on our cartridges.
No. There you go.
Could have used that 10 years ago, but
thank you. You are welcome.
All right. So 50-50 tickets for a few more minutes. Jeff is on White Ave at 101st Street at the A&W, and Megan outside at the A&W just off of Kingsway. We'll wrap it up at 10 today and then back doing it again in Leduc and Morneville on Thursday. Katie will not have your code word at 11 o'clock for the $20,000 sound because she had it yesterday at 11 o'clock for the $20,000 sound, and it was won. Jenna won $20,000. Speaking of video games, because it was the Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us didn't read the instructions. We didn't know it could make that sound.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to
show you. Snowy and dreary throughout the day. Any final thoughts, Dylan?
Yeah, you think you're worried about lightning? Imagine being a giraffe. Giraffes 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people.
Oh, wow. No.
Have a good day.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.